The following is an address given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 3rd, 1971, in London, England.
This is a discussion between Sukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit. The question was that why people are suffering in different types of daily condition of life and how they can be delivered. Parikshit Maharaj heard from Sukadev Goswami that the different kinds of daily condition of life according to different types of sinful activity. So, in this material world, everyone is implicated or involved in some sort of sinful life. Just like in the prison house, one may be a first-class prisoner, just like sometimes big politicians, they are put into first-class prison arrangement. A second-class prisoner, a third-class prisoner, there are. But as soon as we understand this man is in the prison or prisoner, it should be understood that he is criminal. He has committed some criminal activity, therefore he is in prison. Now, you can compare between the first-class prisoner or third-class prisoner, there is another thing. But they are all prisoners. They are undergoing the duration of prison life. One who is in this material world, he may be Brahma or a small insignificant ant. It is to be understood that he is sinful. It doesn't matter whether he is Brahma or an insignificant ant. Everyone has got a different type of body according to the desire or sinful activity. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated, jang jang bapi smaran loke sajat kanti kalevaram. At the time of death, the situation of mental situation, according to that mental situation, he gets the next body. How? The example is, just like air passing over a nice rose garden. The air is carrying the flavor of the rose garden. And if the air is passing through some filthy place, stool, urine, then it carries the smell of stool and urine. The air is pure, but according to the blowing of the air, under certain situation, it is carrying the flavor or smell, or bad smell of this. Similarly, we spirit soul, we are all parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, qualitatively, we are one. If God is gold, then I am also gold. How can I be otherwise? Because I am part and parcel. If God is iron, then I am also iron. That is my position. But as I am carrying different airs by my association with this material nature, I am getting a different body. It is very simple to understand. We are getting different bodies, that's a fact. Even in our present life, we have passed through so many different bodies, a baby's body, a child's body, a boy's body, a young man's body, all those bodies are gone. Now I am undergoing in an old man's body. Similarly, when this body will be useless for any purpose, then I accept another body. This is called transmigration of the soul. So, for another body, that will be created according to the mental situation we made here, at the present moment. It's like we said, we are passing through the rose garden and we are passing through the toilet room. Therefore, this human form of body is specially meant for creating a favorable situation so that when we pass through this body, or we leave this body and we accept another body, we get exact a body like this one. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to change the consciousness of the people so that this preparation will help him to get exactly a body like Krishna next life. And he may dance with Krishna in Rasa life. That is our purpose. Body will get. That's a fact. That as you are getting one body after another in this life. Similarly, tatha dehantaram prapti. Similarly, another change of body. Dhirasatana mahiyati. Those who are in the knowledge, they are not surprised. They know what kind of body. My father has left this body. Now he has accepted another body. He can understand what kind of body he has. How? Just like when you see a friend going to another place by plane. You know, this plane is meant for, just like I came from New York yesterday. London. Everyone knows that I have gone to London. How? They are not seeing me. But from the evidences of the ticket, of the aeroplane and everything, they know certainly Swamiji has gone to London. Similarly, if you know the things right, you can know also where this man is going after death. How you can know? That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvasva. Those who are situated in the modes of goodness, there are three qualities in the material world. The quality of goodness, the quality of passion, and the quality of ignorance. So, if you know somebody that he is in the quality of goodness, then you can understand urdhvam gacchanti sattvasva. Those who are in the quality of goodness, they are being promoted to the higher planetary system. Buddham gacchanti tasvatvasva, madhye tishanti rajasa. And those who are in the modes of passion, they remain in the middle planetary system. And yagandra gunavrittisya adho gacchanti tamasa. And those who are associated very much abominable condition of life, they go adha, downward. So we can understand from the shastra. Therefore, people have to be taught to be situated in the modes of goodness. At least, he will be guaranteed to get a life in the higher planetary system, if not liberated. That is Vedic civilization. The whole Vedic civilization is to elevate people. There are two kinds of systems in the Veda, Pravritti Marga and Nivritti Marga. Because we are all here criminals. Criminals means we have come here within this material world with a purpose to enjoy to the fullest extent. Don't you see anywhere you go, people are struggling so hard because the idea is that I shall be greater than him or I shall be very great. I shall be minister, I shall be president, I shall be big merchant, I shall be very big leader. How I can be bigger? When he fails everything, then he thinks, now I shall become God. This is good. So up to the understanding, to become God is material. All endeavors, up to the point of becoming God, is material. Therefore Krishna says that you cannot be happy by all these religious systems. Religious system, there are two kinds of religious systems. Some of them are Pravritti Marga, increasing the path of enjoyment, sense enjoyment. That dictates that you come to the heavenly planet. You will have 10,000 of years duration of life, a very beautiful moment to enjoy, very nice garden, and drinking sober us. So this is called Pravritti Marga. And Nivritti Marga means a little more advanced, when one understands that there is no actual happiness in this way. Then he says, this is all false. Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. The world is false. Now let me search out Brahma. Athar Brahma Jidda. But that path of Brahma Jidyasa is called Nivritti Marga. Negativity, this path of enjoyment. But Shastra says that simply by understanding that this is false and I will have to become away from this false engagement. So without knowledge of Krishna, such elevators, they become impersonalists and voidists. To make negative this material enjoyment. So we are manufacturing so many religious systems on these two platforms. One platform is how to enjoy to the fullest extent. And another platform is how to become zero, voidist. But actually, neither you are enjoyer nor you are zero. Both of them are false. Therefore, Krishna says that any religious system on the basis of this renunciation or enjoyment, when you take this material world as fact, that means you want to enjoy it. And when we are frustrated, then we want to make zero. But actually it is neither zero nor there is any cause of frustration. You have to simply to get to the right knowledge. The right knowledge is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Bhokaram Jagvatavasam, Sarvalokamayasaram, Sridham Sarvahutanam, Jnata Maham Shanti Nichyati. If you simply understand that Krishna is the only enjoyer, then your propensity to become false enjoyer will be vanquished. I am not enjoyer, Krishna is enjoyer. Then there is no question of renunciation also. Bhokaram Jagvatavasam Sarvalokamahesaram. And he says, I am the proprietor of all planetary system. Loka, loka means universe. Then what you have got to renounce? If Krishna or somebody is proprietor of something, what is the meaning of your renouncement? And if he is the only enjoyer, then what is the meaning of your enjoyer? So if you enjoy, then you become a thief. And if you renounce, you become a pretender. Because you have nothing to renounce, and you cannot enjoy others' property. This is your position. So one who knows this perfectly well, he is in Krishna Pāvata. It is sum and substance of Krishna Pāvata. So, when we engage ourselves in enjoying others' property, because Krishna's property, how we can enjoy? That means to become criminal. Just like in the modern state, or any state, if you want to enjoy others' property, then you are a thief. That is the statement given in the Isha-upanishad. Isha-vāsvam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to God. Just kinchit jagatyan jagat, anything, anywhere in the universe, it belongs to God. Then, how I can enjoy? I have to leave. If everything belongs to God, tena taktena bhundita. Yes, you can enjoy. Just like the father in a family. Father is very rich. Actually, the proprietor is the father. But, the enjoyer is the son. Similarly, whatever there is, it is the property of God. But because you are all sons of God, you have got the right to enjoy the property of the Father. There is no denying. But you cannot enjoy the property of your other brother. Tena taktena bhundita. Whatever the Father says, my dear boy, you enjoy this. Be satisfied. Don't try to encroach upon other brother's property. Then you will be criminal. Even here, Krishna has given sufficient. Krishna is not poor. Sarvaisajya purna. So, if you remain satisfied, what is given to you by Krishna, and remain in Krishna consciousness, that my father is so kind, my father is so rich, so let me abide by the orders of my father and live peacefully, then the world becomes peaceful. This is Krishna consciousness. It is very scientific and authorized. But as soon as we want to encroach upon others' property, to enjoy more than it is allotted to me. That is human. So, in order to become free from this criminality, there are so many prescriptions in the shastras. They are called tapasya. The beginning is the tapasya. Tapasya means, just like a thief wants to steal other's property, but if he thinks at the same time, no, it will be criminal. Father has said it is criminal. I shall not steal other's property. This is tapasya. Because I have got the inclination to steal, to usurp other things. But if I restrain myself by the order of father or the shastra or the laws, just like a thief, he knows that if he steals, if he takes other property, he will be arrested and he will be punished. But he has got that bad inclination. That is called papa bija. The shastras, they prescribe different types of atonement for a person who has committed criminal activity. The criminal activity is that if you encroach upon others' property, others' right, that is criminal. Tena taktena, you should be satisfied. Whatever Krishna has allotted to you. Therefore, we are training our devotees to take Krishna prasadam. Whatever Krishna has willfully left after his eating, we take it. But Krishna is so kind that he keeps the prasadam as it is. Because he is purna. He is not hungry. He is feeding millions of living entities. Eko bahunam vidadati kama. So, he is not hungry. Neither whatever you are offering to Krishna, it is your property, it is Krishna's property. You cannot manufacture fruits, flowers, grains, or milk, or anything else. Anything eatable, you cannot manufacture in a factory. That is Krishna's manufacture. Therefore, actually, it is Krishna's property. Simply, you have to acknowledge, Krishna, you are so kind, you have given so many things for our eating. First of all, you taste, then you come. What is the division? This is Krishna consciousness. Since each and every item, if you study what is Krishna consciousness, then your life will be happy. If you take to it. Simply understanding Krishna, he will liberate it. Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, Jagma karma me divyam jo janati tattata takta deham punar janma nariti mameti. Krishna says that if somebody simply understands me, Krishna, in fact, to understand Krishna superficially is no knowledge of Krishna. That tattvic knowledge is also very difficult. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid veti mam tattva. It is very difficult to understand because Krishna says, how stop many millions of people, one is perfect. And out of many millions of perfect men, one can hardly understand Krishna. So it is very difficult to understand Krishna. But if one is fortunate, He can understand. How? The Krishna says, Matta paratanam nanna tinti gasti dhananga aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. There is no more higher truth than me. So if one is fortunate to understand Krishna, that there is no more higher truth than Krishna, and if he follows the advice of Krishna, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja, then he is fortunate. The fortunate means everyone has got his discretion. So one who has the fortune to discriminate, then he can understand Krishna very easily. Therefore, this association is required. How to understand Krishna? Although it is very difficult. But the difficulty is removed by the association of devotees, by the association of Krishna. So this opening of different centers in different parts of the world means we are trying to give association of Krishna to everyone. There is no discrimination. Just like in the Western country, we are trying to give Krishna consciousness for the last 4 or 5 years, and people are taking it. We have got now 60 centers, and they are accepting the principles. They are becoming devotees of Krishna sincerely. It is not very difficult, provided one is sincere and serious. Then as soon as you understand Krishna, then what happens to you? Krishna says, Tatta deham punar janma naiti mameti kaunti. Anyone who simply understands Krishna, then the result will be that after quitting this body, he won't have to come back again in this material world and accept a body for different kinds of miserable conditions. Tatta deham punar janma naiti. He doesn't take birth again here. Then where does he go? Mamet, he comes to me. So these are simple truths, all explained in the Bhagavad Gita. It is open to everyone. Krishna is everyone's father. You may take Krishna Indian God or Krishna Indian or Hindu, but Krishna says that sarva jyoni shikonti. In all forms of life, in all species of life, wherever he may be, I am the seed-giving father. But don't think that Krishna is for the Hindus, for the Indians, or for the human being. No, Krishna is for everyone. Otherwise, how is God? If he is for a particular section, then how can be God? God cannot be for a particular type of man, a particular section, a particular society. God is for human beings, or the birds, beasts, aquatic, insects, trees, plants, everyone. That is God. He says, sarvajoni, in every species of life, whatever form may be, that doesn't matter. Aham bija prakashita. He says, I am the seed-giving father. This is Krishna consciousness. So, our proposition is that we are somehow or other in an environment of so many mistakes, and therefore you are suffering. Suffering means due to ignorance. Just like a man does not know the law of the country, a single instance, just like here in London, the car is driven from the left side. In America, the car is driven by the right side. Now suppose one comes from America, He's driving the car from the right side, the police arrest me. Why you arrest me, sir? Because you're driving on the right side. Oh, that I know. I do not know that you have to left side. But that does not mean you are freeing from criminal charges. Come to the court. So, this criminality is happening on account of ignorance. So any criminal person, wrongly guided, means ignorance. Therefore you have to develop real knowledge. The real knowledge is that God is one, God is great, we are part and parcel of God, and therefore we have to serve God. This is knowledge. Thank you.
Anyone have any questions?
At the time of your death, if you become Krishna conscious, then your life is success. Anti Narayana Smriti. But if you do not practice while you are conscious, then it is very difficult to remember Krishna at the time of death. At the time of death, somehow or other, if you are fortunate enough to remember Krishna, then your life is successful. I shall describe this instance in this discourse of Yamis, how you become delivered. So, the real purpose is Ante Narayana Smriti. At the time of death, we may be able to think of Krishna. Then life is successful.
About yoga and
yoga is also the same thing.
Yes.
Yoga practice means to concentrate on mind, to practice, to Vishnu form within the heart. Vishnu is another form of Krishna. So, not this modern yoga system thinking something bhoyal. This is not prescribed in the authoritative scriptures. That is simply taking trouble. Klesha adhikataras tesham abhakta sattasetasam. Those who are attached to void, mindness, they simply take more trouble to realize God.
Many books indicate the success in yoga, the four ones of success, the transition of yoga. What do you think about this?
Well, we think of Bhagavad Gita first, then others. Bhagavad Gita says that yoga should be practiced concentrating one's mind on Krishna. Mat parayana, Vasudeva parayana, Narayana parayana, these words are there. So, if yoga practice is performed by concentrating one's mind on Krishna or Vishnu, that is first class yoga, and that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam api sarvesham madgata antarasam. Of all yogis, one who is always thinking of me within the heart, he is first class yoga. So, if you are practicing yoga, we should recommend that you think of Krishna within your heart. That will help you. That is our advice. But if you think something else, that is your business. We cannot advise anything. But we would advise you, if you are fond of practicing yoga, this is also yoga, this is called bhakti yoga. Everything yoga, jnana yoga, karma yoga, dhyana yoga, hatha yoga. Generally they practice hatha yoga and they are satisfied only by getting into practice the system of asana, that's all. But there are many other steps, jam, niyam, asana, pranayam, dhyan, dharana, pratyahar, samadhi. Say, generally the so-called yogi class, they simply practice some asana. No jam, niyam, dhyan, dharana, pratyahar. To practice yoga, it is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, first of all you have to select a secluded place. And that must be very sacred. And you have to sit there alone. And who is going to do that? It is not possible to practice yoga in a fashionable city. It is not possible. Therefore, India, those are actually yogis, they go to the Himalaya, Haridwar, in a secluded place, in a sacred place, they sit down, tight, and practice yoga. That is yoga. Not that in a yoga class you practice some gymnastics and you become a yogi. Yoga system is very difficult system, hatha yoga system. But we do not know that. We want everything very cheap. No, that is not possible. Because it is not possible, therefore in this age, the Shastra recommends Harirnama, 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 Iva Kivalam. Simply chant Hare Krishna mantra. And you will achieve. And see the result. We have got thousands of students. They have been called by the newspaper reporter bright faces. Compare with these students and any yoga class student. How much they know, how do they know? So, this hatha yoga system is a recommended system, that's all right. But it is not possible in this age. It is very difficult. This practice is very easy. Even a child can chant Hare Krishna and he becomes purified. So if your business is to how to become purified and realize yourself, realize God, then this is the system in this age. You have to take to Krishna consciousness. If you take to other system, you are at liberty. But so far Shastra is concerned, that will not be sufficient.
Yes.
A spiritual body is there already. You simply cover yourself with another material coating. Just like you are trying to go to the moon planet, your body is there. But you coat your body just suitable to the moon planet. And that dress costs $30,000 or something like that. So after spending $30,000 for each man and going for so many years, they have collected little dust. That is their custom. So if you want to waste your money in that way, do that. Yes. As loud as possible. So that others can hear and take benefit of. There is no secret. It is not that secret mantra that I will give you a special mantra and give me $35. It is open to everyone. Chant loudly. as loud as possible. No question of payment. Yes? You are not seeing? Why you are so blind? Everyone seeing Krishna is here.
Is it a very good omen to see in your sleep state person shows to be carrying Krishna?
Well, sleep, when you sleep and dream, you take it all false. It is not very good omen. Sleep is sleep, but in advanced stages, in sleep also, dream means whatever you act in awakened state, that comes as something, phantasmagoria. But actually, you have to do according to the rules and regulations, not under some dream or phantasmagoria. So, Krishna consciousness has to be executed according to the rules and regulations. Then it will be successful. Yes.
Why does
the
peacock feather mean Krishna?
Krishna likes it. Yes. No. Krishna likes peacock's feather. Barahavatam samasitam mudasundara. You cannot check Krishna's liking. Yes. First of all, yes. That is going on since the creation. How can you stop it? The history repeats itself. This butchering, this attack by one country, by another, or by one king to another, that is going on. This is the nature, therefore it is called Dukkhalayama Sahasvatam. This is a place simply for suffering. Therefore, everyone's business is how to get out of it. You cannot stop what is going on in Bangladesh. It may be in Bangladesh, or it may be in Vietnam, or it may be in some other places. This is nature's law. It will go on. You cannot stop it. The best thing is to get out of the scene. That is your business. You cannot stop it. Even if you show sympathy, that is useless. Because this is the way of nature. Jada jada hi dhanmatta glani bhavati. Putranasa binasaya tu duskita. The binas is there. The two things are going on. Maintenance and dissolution. And creation. So you cannot stop the process. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Janghi na bathante iti purusang purusarsat. All these ephemeral things which come and go, if one is not disturbed by all these things, then he is the right candidate for liberation.
It is the greater criminal who is now telling the people there.
Well, criminal is criminal, greater or smaller. Just like in India it is said that if you have stolen a khira, a cucumber, or all you have stolen a hira, a diamond, you are equally punished.
Do
you think those who are butchered are all
criminals?
Huh?
Those who are butchered,
they
are all criminals?
They may not be criminals. But what is your idea?
I want to get a
solution
from you.
So what do you want?
I don't know.
So our solution is, they chant Hare Krishna.
What is the best method of making children?
Dharma viruddha kamosmi. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that sexual intercourse, which is not against religious principle, that is I am. Krishna says, the sex intercourse should be not against the religious principle. Therefore, illicit sex life is forbidden in our society. Sex should be utilized only for begetting nice children, not for any other purpose.
How do you make
Yes, we are propagating this Krishna consciousness movement just to make everyone Krishna conscious. Never mind what is his past background. If one takes to this process, he becomes purified. That is our problem. We are not taking account of his past deeds. In the Kali Yuga, everyone's past deeds is not very happy. Therefore, don't consider about the past deed. We simply request that you take to Krishna consciousness, and Krishna also says that sarva dhanman paritya mam ekam saranam bhaja aham tva sarva papebhyo. It might be I was very sinful in my past life, but when I surrender to Krishna, he gives me shelter and I am free. That is our point. You don't consider our the past deed. Everyone may be sinful in his past deed. That doesn't matter. But if he takes to Krishna's shelter, as Krishna says, then Krishna will give us protection. That is our point.
So, Why is it spirit soul and material contamination?
That is a slight independence of the spirit soul. As soon as the spirit soul wants to enjoy for himself, just like many boys gives up the association of the parents and he wants to enjoy this material world in his own way, without the sanction of the father and mother, he has got the right. Similarly, although we are all sons of God or Krishna, we have got the independence to give up his company and enjoy this material world. That is contamination.
Do we all originate from Krishna?
Yes.
What is one's prescribed duty?
To surrender to Krishna. Very simple thing. Krishna, I forgot you for so many lives. Now I surrender unto you. Give me protection. That's all. Very simple thing. Yes. Rathajatra is Krishna's festival. Purpose to see how Krishna is enjoying.
Huh? I'm not sure whether
he's
using three positions.
Yes, he'll be sure when you come to Krishna consciousness. At the present moment, he cannot be sure. But when you come to Krishna consciousness, he'll be sure.
I mean, when he was returning from the
battle. Yes, this is meant for the devotees of the Krishna, or those who are in Krishna consciousness. But with the Krishna consciousness people, others also can take the advantage. But if anyone sincerely sees the Ratha Yatra festival and understands how Krishna visited Kurukshetra along with his brother and sister, that is very nice. That is Krishna consciousness. I cannot hear you.
What position did we occupy in the spiritual sky before we fell into the material world?
You are already in the spiritual sky, but you are simply covered. Just like the sun is already there, you are also already there, but there is a cloud which hinders your checking, your seeing of the sun. Similarly, the sky is one. When it is clouded or not clouded. So actually, we are always in the spiritual world. But when you forget Krishna by the cloud of illusion, that is material. Try to understand. There is not a... When the sky is clouded, you cannot see the sun. It does not mean that you are in a different sky. You are in the same sky. When the cloud is clear, you are in the same sky. But the difference of position is due to the cloud, that is called Maya. When you forget Krishna, there is material. And as soon as you become Krishna conscious, there is spiritual. Just like here, this temple is not in London, it is Vaikuntha. Because here everyone is Krishna conscious. They have not forgotten Krishna. Therefore they are in Vaikuntha. Others may see that, oh, you are in London, how you are in Vaikuntha? Just like Krishna, I mean Bhagavad Gita is said, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. God is situated in everyone's heart. So everyone's heart means he is in the heart of the hog also. But if the hog is within the stool, that does not mean Krishna is also within the stool. Similarly, the devotees, although they are in London or New York, they are in Vaikuntha. That is to be realized when one is in Krishna consciousness. Yatra tishthanti na madhvaktya, tatra tishthami na. Krishna says, I live there where my devotees are there. So Krishna can be everywhere where there is devotee. So this material world, spiritual world means when you forget Krishna, that is material. When you are Krishna conscious, that is spiritual. That's all. He may remain in the same place. Because everything is Krishna, Ishavasam idam sattvam. So how you can distinguish what is material, what is spiritual? Every part of the creation belongs to Krishna. You cannot practically distinguish this portion is spiritual, this portion is material. That distinction is due to our forgetfulness. So as soon as you come to Krishna consciousness, you will find everything spiritual.
realize the personal Brahman? What progress can you make in this?
That to realize impersonal Brahma, there is chance of falling down again to the material consciousness. Because you are person, you cannot remain in impersonal stage. Therefore, to elevate, to be elevated in the impersonal stage means there is chance of falling down again. But if you elevate yourself to the personal conception of the Absolute Truth, there is no fall down. Of course, because we are marginal potency of Krishna, there is possibility of fall down, always. But those who are strong in Krishna consciousness, they do not fall. That's all right.